Our special guests this morning are guitarist Jeff Peterson and conductor Carl St. Clair, here to talk about their upcoming concert with the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra this Sunday, December 10th, a program which will include Beethoven and Prokofiev and the world premiere of a slack-key guitar concerto by Jeff Peterson. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, aloha.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Now, a slack-key guitar concerto, this must be a historic first of some kind.
This is the first of its kind, yes.
Now, you're calling the concerto Malama Aina, which means care and nurturing for the land.
It does, and it was written for the centennial celebration of the national park system in the United States, and particularly the three volcanoes in Hawaii that are part of that. Haleakala, the mountain I grew up on the island of Maui, Kilauea, and Mauna Loa on Hawaii Island. So each of the movements, the three movements, is dedicated to a different mountain and volcano in the national park system. And the imagery and the themes of the music were directly inspired by personal experiences and also by research I did about music written for each of the areas in the islands.
And for the novices among us, what distinguishes slack key playing from other techniques?
Well, slack key guitar playing is very unique to Hawaii, and slack key literally means to loosen or slack the tuning key. So I have a guitar that I borrowed from the station here, and I took it from the Spanish tuning, which we've been listening to beautiful Spanish music this morning on your show, this tuning. And just by altering a few of the strings, I get to an open tuning, or what we call slack key tuning, which extends the range of the instrument. I lowered the bass string down to a C, and the fifth string to a G. And so often these tunings are tuned to an open chord just by playing the open strings. And I use two tunings in the concerto, the Siwahine tuning and also the G taro patch tuning, which is one of the more traditional tunings, one of the earliest tunings. The tradition started in the 1830s when vaqueros brought guitars with their skills as ranchers to the Big Island and started the Paniolo tradition. And I grew up in that tradition on Maui. My father was a rancher at Haleakala Ranch. So I heard this music a lot growing up. But I've always been interested in classical music as well. I studied for most of my life playing not only slack key, but also classical music. And so this is the first project I've done like this, to actually write a full concerto. And it was a great adventure for me. I learned so much, and I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to perform it with the Hawaii Symphony.
Now, this is your first attempt at orchestration.
Yes, I did. I went to the University of Southern California, and I did study, music theory. And I remember I did take an orchestration class, and I've played with orchestras in the past, but this was absolutely my first experience in this. So I studied like I was back in school. I spent a whole year researching, and I put a lot of effort into the piece, but really enjoyed every step of the process.
Now, even experienced composers have trouble balancing an orchestra with a solo guitar. Who did you turn to for guidance?
I did a lot of listening and a lot of studying. You played a piece earlier this morning, the Concerto del Sur by Manuel Ponce. Of course, Rodrigo Villalobos. They've all written beautiful concertos. You played the Giuliani concerto in A major. Those were definitely things that I listened to, but beyond that, I studied scores by, as many great masters as that I could find, and I just tried to use a lot of common sense beyond that with my experience playing and having a feeling for what would work with the guitar, and also knowing that I would be amplified, so that's a great help.
Now, you brought, well, that's not your guitar, but maybe you can give us a sneak preview of
I'll do is I don't have a classical guitar with me, and actually, because this is sort of this concerto features a lot of the classical guitar technique, I do have a steel string guitar, and that is typically what we'd use to play slack key. So let me play a piece by Helen Deshaies Beamer called Kimohula, and I think this is a good sort of bridge between classical music and slack key. You'll hear a lot of the phrasing of a very Hawaiian sound, but there's also some harmony in this piece that is reminiscent of classical music. ¶¶
was beautiful. And a pretty good approximation of some of the music we'll be hearing on Sunday, albeit in the form of a classical concerto, the premiere of the Malama Aina Concerto by Jeff Peterson. That'll be December 4th.
December 10th.
December 10th, 4 p.m. at the Blaisdell Concert Hall. One performance only. So.
One performance only, yes.
So make sure you get your tickets. Jeff Peterson, it's been a pleasure speaking Thank with you. You this morning. The opening movement from the Symphony No. 5, Prokofiev's Fifth Symphony, which will be performed this Sunday at the Blaisdell Concert Hall under the direction of Carl St. Clair. Now, Carl, the Eroica of the 20th century, that's what the Prokofiev Fifth has been called by some.
Well, this is, of course, a symphony which celebrates the freedom of the human spirit. And, of course, the Eroica has that same sort of quality about it. But Prokofiev wrote this after not having written a symphony for 14 years. And he wrote this in the span, in the summer of 1944, in 1 month. It just came flowing out of him. So this was a symphony that had been building up in him for a number of years. And it was premiered in January of 1945 in Moscow. And then not long afterward in the Boston Symphony with Serge Koussevitzky. But it's a work, especially this first movement, where you can feel just the pushing forth of human emotion, especially with the strength of mankind behind it. And of course, World War II was raging at the time.
Now, Prokofiev himself called it a symphony for peace, and it definitely stands apart from his other works, not only for its grandeur, but for its spirit of optimism.
Well, I think there's no doubt that at the end of the first movement, certainly the concluding measures, the concluding minute or so of the fourth movement, you definitely hear a machine, like a war machine kind of quality to it. But the inner movements are very, very beautiful and soaring with heartfelt melodies, especially the third movement. The second movement, I think, he composed while on a train. So you can hear this tuk, 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 constantly.
Kind of motoric rhythm, yes.
Constantly.
And in the final movement as well.
As well.
Now, the crown of the work, I think, as you said, is the slow movement, and I think we'll hear a bit from that now. Such eloquence. There are a few 20th century symphonies to compare with the Prokofiev Fifth.
Movement, and of course it's the kind of string writing and music that allows everyone to remember why they became string players to begin with, and these soaring melodies with two against three, the duple against triple, adds an added little bit tension in the music, and it just, it's heartfelt, it's unbelievable.
We're speaking with Carl St. Clair, in town to conduct this weekend's concert with the Honolulu Symphony Orchestra, a program which includes the Prokofiev Fifth Symphony and the world premiere of Jeff Peterson's Slacky Guitar Concerto, Malama Ina. Carl St. Clair, conductor of the Pacific Symphony Orchestra for the last 28 years. And Carl, we're a Pacific Orchestra too, so you should feel right at home
here. I do. It's wonderful to be back with the symphony.
Thank you very much, Carl. We look forward to the concert this
Sunday.
You.